You may have heard electroconvulsive therapy, also known as ECT, is not like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest anymore. You may have heard ECT is kinder and gentler with anesthesia and muscle relaxants, and that now people sign consent forms before treatment. They are dramatically dragged off to the shock room like Jack Nicholson's character, Randall Murphy, from the movie so often cited in promotional material for the treatment. The truth is, ECT marketing paints a different picture than the reality. One, ECT is still used in many countries without anesthesia and what proponents like to call muscle relaxants. Two, in all countries where ECT is used, including the USA, people can be forcibly treated with it. Many like to say this is rare and necessary, but if you read accounts of people who have been given ECT by force, you might think differently about those who downplay or pretend this sort of thing doesn't happen at all. For this reason, many harmed by ECT, or those who never wish to experience it, want to protect themselves from forced treatment in the future. One way to do this is by creating a Psychiatric Advance Directive, or PAD, which is a legal document that outlines the patient's wishes regarding psychiatric treatment should they have mental health issues in the future. Sadly, these directives offer little real protection against forced treatment. Current state laws that authorize these directives give doctors room to ignore their patients' treatment wishes so long as they are acting in good faith and following clinical standards. These doctors are often protected legally if they decide to ignore the patient's wishes. Adding to this, in every jurisdiction in the United States, civil commitment law takes precedent over psychiatric advance directives, so it's a weak defense at best. Insurance companies can also override advance directives if they do not want to cover alternative intervention costs, further weakening this preemptive defense against forced ECT. This is devastating for those of us who've been severely disabled by ECT and want to protect ourselves from it in the future. Unfortunately, our injuries can lead to psychosomatic symptoms caused by things like electrolyte imbalances or intense reactions to things like environmental pollution or foods and medications that we used to be able to tolerate. These symptoms are unlikely to be recognized because side effects from ECT are rarely acknowledged or explored when reported. If a person showing these symptoms has any prior psychiatric diagnosis, doctors may be biased towards the old diagnosis instead of investigating current health issues causing these distressing symptoms. For those who like to tell those harmed by ECT to just leave it alone and stop ruining it for others, we can't, because we know this may be forced on us in the future. Raising awareness of these issues is one of the only ways we can advocate for ourselves. Visit the links below to learn more about how psychiatric advance directives work and the long-term side effects of electrical injury associated with ECT. Thank you.